This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Outages at FAA traffic control centers are more frequent than you might guess, but an aviation industry expert tells CPR News it's rare when they occur at the same time. As they did with the outage in Longmont's control center last week, CPR's Tony Gorman explains.
The center lost communication with about 20 airplanes for about 90 seconds due to multiple transmitters going down. MSU Denver Aviation Professor Chad Kendall.
Air traffic controllers are now trying to communicate on this national emergency frequency. And so there are procedures that take place in the flight deck. There is the training that pilots receive in order to respond to a scenario like this.
The Longmont Center communicates with about 1.8 million aircraft a year. That works out to nearly 5,000 per day. Many are simply aircraft passing through. They report to controllers on weather conditions at 30,000 feet or so and get direction if needed. During Monday's outage, all planes stayed at a safe distance and none were in any danger.
We saw a few seconds where controllers were having to adjust to other means, other resources to establish communication with pilots, which they did so very quickly.
The FAA says there was no major impact to operations. The cause of the outage is under investigation. Industry experts cite aging equipment and lack of federal funding as reasons. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
You can find more news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. Today is expected to be a cloudy, or at least partly cloudy, day across much of Colorado, and it'll be a little cooler. We could see some showers along the Front Range, and snow is likely in the Central Mountains.